welcome to another podcast of Revival Today with Pastor Mark Choate, where our arms are open and Jesus Christ is here to comfort and bless you.
The word that God has placed in my heart is do what's required of you. Turn to somebody and say, do what? Required of you. I want to go into this word because a lot of times when we go forward to try to achieve something, we look up and we try to get an understanding of what's required. We want to go to a certain institution of education. We'll look up what do we have to do to be qualified. If you want to serve in the military, they don't just let you serve. You have to do what's required of you. The Bible says in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believeth in him will be saved. And with that alone, sometimes what we do is we forget that now that we receive salvation, there's something that God is requiring of us. And I want to go into that this morning because I want to talk about how the people and the saints of God, sometimes we find ourselves struggling, trying to get over or get through a situation, and God is saying, just do what's required of you. And doing that, we're going to get an increase. Somebody say, I'm going to get an increase.
I'm going to get an increase.
We all have blind spots. We don't always tell ourselves the truth because we don't stop to really think. Frequently, we make snap judgments, and we fail to notice important details, and that's what I'm going to go into right now. A lot of times, we hear something, and we feel something, and we don't take time to really allow God to give you the know-how, or for God to give you instructions on how to do it. A lot of times what we do is we receive something from somebody, and instead of us really assessing it, we just take off with it and not realizing that there's going to require some maintenance. How many of you have purchased a brand new car, and when you got the car, there was a maintenance manual? Come on, somebody. There was a maintenance manual, and that maintenance manual tells you how to get that car to perform better. See, that maintenance manual shows you how to understand what the car needs. And I want to get this message across to the body because I want us to understand that the Word of God is our maintenance manual.
Amen.
It's important that we understand the word so that we can maintain our spiritual integrity so that somebody that's looking on you can see Jesus. They're not seeing everything else, but yet they're seeing Jesus. So if you turn with me to Jeremiah 17:9, it says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? It doesn't say that the heart is friendly. The Bible says that the heart is deceitful above all things. What does deceitful mean? It means if you say that someone is deceitful, you mean that they behave in a dishonest way. Deceitful means dishonest, untruthful, insincere, false, untrustworthy, two-faced, double dealing, crafty, cunning, sly, yes. Scheming.
Yes.
The Bible says that the heart is deceitful. And a lot of times what we do with our life is we go by what our little heart is saying to us. And the Bible tells us that the heart is deceitful. And if the heart is deceitful and you get all your information from your heart, guess what? You're not going to the Word of God, but you're going to the heart. And what is the heart feeling today? How do you feel this morning? What has somebody done to you that has caused you to believe what you're feeling from within rather than going into the Word of God, getting an understanding? The Bible says that lack of knowledge is why we don't overcome. So the Bible says that the heart is deceitful. It didn't say in a few things. What did it say, somebody?
All things.
In all things. Who can know it? So we look at the word where it says it's insincere. A lot of times we come before God and we say, Lord, I want you to change my life. Lord, I need an increase. Lord, I believe you for something. But yet, God is looking at your heart and he sees that you're not sincere. Are you truly sincere, saints? You woke up this morning, God giving you strength in your body, and he just wants to know one thing. Do you truly reverence him? Do you truly understand what he requires of you so that you can grow in him? I like it that God wants us to grow. He doesn't want you to be in the house of God and not get increase. Somebody said, I need increase.
I need increase.
I need increase because with increase comes strength.
Yes.
So God is saying that the heart is deceitful in all things. And then Micah 6:8, it says, he was shown you, O man, what is good. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? And this is what I'm going to go with the message today. What does the Lord require of you? Somebody say it with me. What does the Lord?
What does the Lord?
Require of me.
Require of me.
It says, what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humble with your God?
Amen.
To do justly and walk humble and to love mercy. I'm going somewhere with this message today. The next verse I want to go is Numbers 21:7. And it says, therefore, the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he takes away the serpent from us. And Moses prayed for the people. I wanted to get this out to you because what was happening was the people were talking. And they were talking against him. And the reason why I want to go into this message, because I'm going somewhere because God is giving me a message in the book of Daniel. And before we go there, we're going to talk about King Nebuchadnezzar. But before we go there, I want to turn now to Proverbs 12:18. I'm setting this up. Because when we talk about the heart being deceitful, the heart is not just what you're thinking on the inside, it's what you're speaking. So in Proverbs 12:18, it's the NIV version, so you know, it says, the words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Somebody said, the tongue of the wise brings what?
Healing.
See, so the tongue of the wise brings healing. It is important that we realize that no matter how great we get or how much we accomplish in this life, we need to bring healing into one another's lives.
Amen.
Think about your relationship with your husband or your wife or with your children. Are you bringing healing into their life? Are you bringing healing in the lives of those that you love and cherish? The Bible says here that the words of the reckless pierces like a sword, meaning that the words of those that don't care, they just say whatever's on their mind. And what I want to get in the body spirit is that God wants you to be careful in what you say about others and what you say about yourself. because you're prophesying it into existence. God is trying to bring you through something and give you increase, and you are bringing it down with your tongue. You are bringing it down with your thoughts, rather than understanding that if you give God your heart and your understanding, guess what? You're going to get the increase.
Amen.
So many times we come into church and we come in the prayer line. We say, Lord, I need deliverance. But with deliverance, you must also receive an understanding.
Amen.
So that you can maintain your spiritual blessing. So that you can maintain your spiritual integrity. Excuse me there. So many of us don't realize that God wants to see you grow, just like your children. And when you have a child, you want to see the child grow up. Is that right?
Amen.
You want to see the child do well. So God is saying we got to be careful with our tongue. A lot of times we quote the scripture in Philippians that says, 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So I'm going to ask you, if you can do all things, why do you keep on tripping out? Why do you keep on stumbling? Why do you keep on doubting? Rather than knowing that God says, stop talking doubt. Stop talking negatively. Stop talking to those that aren't sowing good things into your life, and learn to speak to God. Learn to go to God and say, Lord, I need an increase so that I can go to the next level. How many of us want to go to the next level? This is the year 2018. I don't want it to be like 2017 because I know God has more for me.
Amen.
So you got to declare it. I'm going to go into the book of Daniel, the 4th chapter through 6. And this message is, and I'm not going to keep you long. The message is talking about King Nebuchadnezzar. He was a great king, and he accomplished a lot with his life. But he worked against the people of Israel. And he accomplished a lot of things in his life. And with that accomplishment, he began to see himself as a god, even greater than God. And this king was so great in his own mind that he had statues and he built many things in his own name. And he even put out a decree that everyone was to worship him. And he was now what you call the government. He was over the people. He was over everyone. So I want you to read the scripture. Elder, can you take that for me? We're going to take it from Daniel, the 4th chapter, 4 and 6. And we're going to go ahead there. First verse.
I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in mine house, and flourished in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed.
See, so he said, I, Nebuchadnezzar, was resting in my house, and he was hanging out in his palace. And then all of a sudden, he had a dream in his head. Go ahead.
Visions of my head troubled me. Therefore made I a decree to bring in all of the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretations of the dream.
So what he did is he said, this dream is bothering me. So he decided to get all the wise men, and he wanted to know what this dream was and the interpretation of it. Go ahead.
Daniel was the last wise man to interpret the dream. But at last, Daniel came in before me, whose name was
Belshazzar.
And according to the name of my God, and whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and before him I told the dream, saying.
Okay, so right here, Daniel, his name was changed to Belshazzar under the king. And the king went to Daniel, and he wanted to know what the dream was, and he tried with everyone else to find out. So Daniel was the last one. All right, so go ahead. What did he say in this vision?
Belshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy God is in thee, and no secret troubles thee, tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen and an interpretation thereof.
And I want to say something before we go on there. He said he kind of built up Daniel, Belshazzar. He said to him, guess what? I know that the God that you serve, I went to everyone else. Now I'm coming to you. And I know that you can interpret this dream. You see, that's what he did. He went to the best. What we do is we go to our friend that already has an attitude. We go to the ones that already plan on leaving the church. We go to, you see what I'm saying? Instead of going to who God is working through. You see what I mean? We don't want to go to them because they're going to give you some words that you don't agree with. They're going to tell you what you don't want to hear. See, that's why when I started off, the heart is deceitful. It doesn't want to find the truth. But with that truth, God said, I'm going to give you increase, but you have to first settle down and let me give you some information, amen, some instructions. How many of us have young teenagers? How many times have you tried to just tell them something? They're like, well, Dad, I already know it. I know what I'm doing. They're like, come on now. Listen, I want you to come home. We're going to sit down and talk. I don't need to do that. They even get like this. I don't need to do that. And you're trying to tell them, listen, it's okay that you want to move out, but let's go over your budget.
What's that?
Remember that show with Bill Cosby where he took the money, he gave him a whole bunch of money in his hand? He gave his son he gave him a bunch of money in his hand, and then all of a sudden he started taking it out. His son was excited. Well, Dad, you gave me $500. And then all of a sudden he said, okay, now we're going to go ahead, since you're moving on your own. You're going to pay the rent first, and yeah, I'm going to take that. And then he said, now you're going to pay the light. You're going to take that. And by the time he got done, he had nothing. He said, Dad, I don't have nothing to live. He said, well, now you understand. But see, the heart doesn't want to understand anything. It just wants to go with its emotion. So this king, he received a message. He became puzzled and upset and overwhelmed because he didn't know what was going on with this dream. So go ahead now, let's go on.
Thus were the visions of my head in my bed. I saw and behold a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached into heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth.
See, so he saw in his head a tree that grew to the midst of the earth, and it grew big. It grew to very high heights into the heavens, and go ahead.
The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof of much. And in it was meat for all the beasts of the field, had shadow under it. And the fowls of the heaven dwelt in the burrows thereof, and all flesh was fed of it.
See, so this tree leaves were fair, the fruits had much, and it had meat for all. Everything was living and surviving off this tree. Go ahead.
You saw a watcher. I saw in the vision of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and a holy one came down from heaven.
Come on now. He said, I saw a watcher, a holy one, that came down from heaven. Amen. Go ahead.
Hew down the tree. He cried aloud and said thus, hew down the tree and cut off his branches, shake off his leaves and scatter his fruit. Let the beasts get away from under it and the fowls from his branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his root in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field. Let it be wet with the dew of heaven. Let his portion be with the beast and in the grass of the earth.
See, so God said, in this dream, he seen the tree was cut down to the stump, all the way down. And everything that lived and survived from that tree no longer had anything. And what happened here in this dream, he said the watcher came down from heaven and began to tear down this tree. Take away everything that he's already gained. And go ahead, now read the next part.
Let his heart be changed from a man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the watcher.
See, so it said this matter is by the decree of the watcher. All right, so it said, let his heart be changed from man. Let his heart be changed from man. and change it as a beast. What this story's talking about, had King Nebuchadnezzar, he had it all. But do you understand that with him having it all, he got so great that he believed that he was better than God? So in this dream, God had brought to Daniel the interpretation, and when he was talking about the watcher from heaven, meaning that he felt that he was bigger than God, but he didn't understand that he still was under God's rule.
Praise God.
He still had to be obedient to God because God still was over all things.
Amen.
He didn't think so. He just like we have going on in the country today. We get into politics and we feel we're so great. We can do anything to people, but we don't realize that God still sees.
Amen.
God is still in control. And it doesn't matter how high you get or how much you obtain, unless you understand that God is the reason for your increase. If you ever get to a point in your life that you feel that you don't know God, this is what God is going to do to you. God said that he was going to take away his common sense. So go ahead in the next part, and then I'm going to go somewhere with this message.
This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that every living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of man.
See, so it said this matter is by decree of the watcher and the demand by the word of the Holy One, to the intent of the living that they may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of man. So God ruleth in the kingdom of man. And what happened at the end here? It said here that God ruleth in the kingdom of man and giveth to whom he will and setteth up over the beast of man. What was that last word there?
Basis
of man. And I'm going to go right here. I want to get ready to end this right here. Nebuchadnezzar, he had began to eat grass after he heard this dream. He lost his mind. He received the interpretation, and he didn't agree with it. He didn't change. God told Daniel that told Nebuchadnezzar what was going to happen. He was going to lose everything. And he was going to lose his mind. Why do you think he lost his mind? Because he began to build himself up.
Amen.
And he didn't reverence God. He already went against God's people, enslaved them. But he least acknowledge that there was God, but now he got so big, what did he do? He talked against God. And reason why this message is important, because we have to understand he did not just lose everything, but he lost his mind. The Bible says he began to eat of the field. It says he had to eat grass like the goats and cows. He was used to living in a grand palace, but now he had no shelter over his head for 7 years. All right, for 7 years, the King Nebuchadnezzar, he was great, and he lived out in the wildness like an animal. When you see people lose their mind, sometimes people lose everything, not only their wealth, but their mind. It's because the heart is not right. And God wants us to know that if you don't just do what is right and just, you're going to fall short. It doesn't matter how great you think you are. And I want you to turn to Daniel 34, the last verse. And it says, and at the end of time, this is what Nebuchadnezzar did. At the end of time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lift my eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me, and I blessed the Most High and praised him and honored him who lives forever. So what he did was he realized after 7 years of having nothing, he lost his mind and God gave him it back. And now he realized that, guess what I got to do? I got to honor God. I got to surrender everything that I am to God. And what God is saying to all of us here is that no matter what you obtain in this life, God said, and at the end, I like the way he said, he called on the Most High and he praised him and honored him. Somebody say he praised him.
Praised him.
And honored him.
And honored him.
See, so this is why it's important to know what God requires of us. So then I go back to the beginning of the lesson. I said, do what's required of you. Do not go along with your heart and the feelings that are aligned in your heart, but surrender that to God so that you can grow. And those of us that begin to attain something, what we do, especially in this country, before 9/11, do you know that churches were almost, they were closing down churches all over. When 9/11 came, guess what happened in America? Tell me, what happened? The churches were full. And it's sad because we, on our dollar bill, we give glory to God and we say, in God we trust. But in our country, a lot of times you can talk about almost anything at work, but don't talk about the Lord. Don't bring up the name Jesus. And also what we do is if you bring up the name Jesus, you have to kind of talk it like this. Yeah, you know, this is America. But what has happened with the Bible and with the gospel was, is we weren't doing what God was saying in his word, was said, the heart is deceitful above all things. What we started doing is we started talking recklessly in Proverbs, where it said, the words of the reckless pierce like a sword. And what it does, the tongue of the wise brings healing. What happened with the church in America is what we did is from the pulpit, we were piercing people with the word negatively. And we weren't bringing healing, but instead we were destroying the souls of people. And God is saying that we are held accountable for it and that we got to change so that healing takes place. So when you talk about your government, give increase. Say, Lord, I know it's a mess right now, but Lord, I know you can make a change.
Thank you for joining us today. And if the Word of God has blessed your heart, come on down and visit us every Sunday at 10 o'clock and Wednesday for Bible study at 7. 1850 Elm Street, Manchester. This has been Revival Today.